Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I been new, I been soft. Yeah. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. Yeah. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got them boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey people, what's happening? Happy Sunday. I hope you guys had an awesome week. We are back at it again. Sunday night, Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. I am honored to be here with you guys again tonight. I am honored at these numbers. I want to say a special shout out. Now, we know that we have over 23 countries at this point listening in, but I want to give a special shout out to Kuwait. I do know that we have a military base out there, but Kuwait is actually in second place with listeners for our show. So United Kuwait. States is one, Kuwait is number two. Hello to everybody in Kuwait. We see you. I pay attention to the numbers. Salute. Please feel free to give us a call, 646-787-1839. Follow us on social media, myself, the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz, and you can inbox us if you got a topic, you know, or you want to, you got a question or a statement about the topic, you don't want to call in, we definitely do inboxes as well. So I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge Kuwait because I see y'all numbers. I see y'all numbers creeping up, and it's an awesome thing. Right.
What's up? What's
poppin'? Right. Hi, co-host. How are you?
Yo, I'm well. You know, it's just a hashtag hustle this whole week, but I'm good. I'm ready to get it popping. You know what I'm saying? Real talk with the new Ms. Lovely Black Mo Benz. Just shout out to the world, you know?
Right. That's what's up, man. This week, I turned 6 months this week. And a lot of people say, well, you know, a lot of people don't pay attention, but if you're wondering why I don't post pictures, I really only post pictures on my Facebook page because that's where my family is. But if you really wonder why I do not post pictures, it's because I'm pregnant. Not because I'm ugly, because, you know, my skin is glowing. It's beautiful, but it's just...
Yeah, you already know.
I don't... Yeah, and, you know, I'm really, like, in tune with my star player when it comes to being pregnant, like, getting my body and stuff together. So I just don't post pictures, you know what I'm saying? In this moment, I just feel like this is...
Sometimes it's personal.
It's a really private time for me. I'm one of those people because my children are off limits. You know, I'm one of those mommy moms. You know what I'm saying? So, but a lot of people didn't know. So, you know, when I posted, I'm 6 months now, and this fatigue is kicking my butt. Okay.
You're almost dead.
Yeah, and he is growing every week faster and faster. And so I did an amazing job at keeping my weight down up until this point, but now it's like you eat and you go to sleep. That's my life.
Well, I commend you for keeping the grind up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you're pregnant, but hey, you know you're still making it happen, and I commend you for that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you. It won't happen if we don't push. So, you know, we still got to do what we got to do, even though I don't feel like it most of the time. And I got some different things that, you know, I'm going to plug you in with some herbs and stuff that I'm going to start incorporating this week.
I'm all about the natural.
I'm about to start cleaning my blood and cleaning, you know, getting myself prepared because I'm in this stretch. You know, I'm in this coming up on this third trimester stretch, so I want to kind of be right and be ready. So we'll definitely go over a couple of good herbs. I ordered some. They're not the easiest things to order online, but of course they're definitely not the cheapest, but it definitely works wonders for you. So, you know, I'm really into all of this, you know, natural stuff. So the last time I was pregnant, I didn't shave. I didn't do much. I didn't put chemicals on my body. Like I was,
I'm
different. Yeah, I'm just different. Like, when I tell people, you're not supposed to go out the door for 6 weeks, this time is, like, the only time that – this is the only pregnancy that I haven't been around my family. And they're coming here when it gets closer to the time, but just, like, not being around them in general, right? And so this time I don't know if I'll be able to stay in the house for 6 weeks, just being that, you know, they're not here and I don't have the same support.
Yeah.
But I tell people, like, this is the time you're supposed to stay in the house 6 weeks. And people looking at me like I'm crazy, like, shit, 2 weeks, you're going to drop this baby. You know, it's back to the world. And it's like, yeah, no, you still have to heal, even though it looks like or may feel like, but you're not there.
I give women the utmost props. Y'all, like, you know, we as guys, we're going to be there for you mentally and, you know, and emotionally. But y'all go, y'all really are the child bearers, you know what I'm saying? So... We just, you know, kind of, you know, I know the seed is already there, but we just plant the seed and help nourish it. You know what I'm saying? And of course, you know, men go through their whole thing differently than females. You know, I don't have any kids yet, but I can kind of just kind of sense it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, commendability to all the women out there, you know, birthing the world, the nation. You know what I'm saying? Especially Black women. You know what I'm saying? Number one.
Right. I've always been health conscious, even if people really didn't get it. They'd be like, dude, you do porn. How can you be? But I've always been health conscious, even when I was doing porn. And I would definitely, like, make it a fact. Like, if I was on screen, I wouldn't be sexually active without rubbers outside of it. And I just seen a lot of people didn't take it serious, you know. They didn't take it serious, you know, being in the industry as well. So, I don't know. I think it's just me. I'm one of those people that I really don't fit in anywhere. But
I'm gonna come back to Outkast. Just remember that thing a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Remember my man Andre's artwork that's on his like CDs of Outkast? I'm gonna come back to that. So yeah,
I don't really fit anywhere, but I'm really different and I'm really tired. But I thank you guys for tuning in every Sunday because we push very hard now. Next month, the month of August, is our anniversary month, 1 year with Blog Talk. So
what?
I was doing this a couple months before
August?
I got. Next month is not August.
You know, but I'm saying 1 year. Then
I had to count it out.
Yeah.
I said next month.
Oh, you said next
month.
Why did I say August? I'm bugging out.
Because it's an A. I should say count it out. Do your math, James.
Okay.
No,
you know, that's that Leo in me. I was about to pounce. I'm like, August? Okay, you know, you can't say that to a Leo. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay,
April is our 1 year anniversary. So April, we are going to dedicate ourselves. We're going to start now. And we're going to dedicate ourselves to having a guest on every week for the month of April.
Yeah, that's it.
So we're gonna apply the pressure. We're gonna make
it
exciting. We're gonna have fun. It's a 1 year anniversary.
That's it.
Nigga, we made it.
Word. I gotta shot my hand right now. I'm gonna celebrate. Word up.
So. Yeah, we're going to really be pushing the show in the month of April. That's our 1 year anniversary. We've been doing this for 1 year. Oh, my God. We've done a lot of changing and a lot of transitions. So thank you to everybody that's tuning in. It took us a while to get to, you know, all
it's
of these countries that's tuning in, and it doesn't happen overnight. I think consistency is the key. So always remember that. But
correct.
I hope you guys are ready for an exciting show. We have the very talented, sexy, oh my God, sexy Jessica Rabbit joining us tonight. I would say go to JessicaGRabbit.com, and it's just how it's spelled. Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, G, Rabbit, R-A-B-B-I, is it R-A-B-B-I-T-T or
yes.
I-T?
Yeah, R-A-B-B-I-T, Grabbit. No, I got it. That's it. Jessica,
okay.
G-R-A-B-B-I-T, Jessica Grabbit.
Grabbit.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought it was Jessica G. Rabbit.
Well, you know what? He's going to be here to, like, kind of set us straight and let us know. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
An error. You know what I'm saying?
Grabbit or listen, Jessica G, and then it's Rabbit after that, .com. Listen, go to that site.
Yeah,
that's all I'm going to say. Thank me later. Go to that site. You know, we as entrepreneurs, right? You have a lot of different porn sites that are free, right? And you know what you're gonna get. You're just gonna go and see what you can see to get off. But for my fellas that understand the craft and understand the hard work that women put into what they're doing and the art. Thank you for investing into these women that's still in the game, that was in the game, that still sell content. Go check her out. Pay what you have to pay. Look her up. Support a sister. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't support y'all sisters enough. Y'all will go support if she had. Listen, support your sisters.
Don't even go
so,
in. That's not, you know what I'm saying? That's it.
Support your sisters. It is because that's who get paid the most money. That's who is successful. Our sisters are, you know, they try to underhand our sisters, support our sisters. That's why so many sisters have their own businesses and have their own things. But I'm just telling y'all to go and look, and you're not going to be disappointed. I promise you. Just check her out tonight, you know, send her a little message. She's on Twitter, same handle, J-E-S-S-I-C-A-G-R-A-B-B-I-T. Twitter and Instagram, and that's her website. So everything is consistent across the board. She's on the show with us tonight. Nothing, you know, we don't hold anything back. This is adult talk.
That's it.
So right now, if your children are up, you need to put them to sleep because,
correct.
You know,
definitely.
It's going to get juicy. It's going to get triple X rated. It's going to be all of the above.
It's gonna be sexy.
And I'm going to try to get her to teach you guys teach you women one thing that you need to know and teach men one thing that they need to know. So that was what I was going to bring. Yeah. What can she tell us? Tell us, because you know what? Being a porn star, you get to kind of experience sex on another level, right? And so regular people always think that they have the best sex and the best this and the best that. And it's kind of like, you know, for people that don't even know that I did porn from 2009 to 2014,
nice.
The petty in me be wanting to say, but that shit was whack as fuck. But, you know, the new me, I kind of hold my tongue a lot. And I just be like, well, you know, yeah. Boy. You know, like I'm, you know.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's sometimes true. You can't give your honest opinion.
I got you.
But for me, most men, they don't know how to give oral sex, so I don't like oral sex. But are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? I know you're super excited. Are you ready now?
Yeah, I'm pumped up. You know, I've been waiting to get Miss Gravit on the show for a minute, so I'm pumped up. I'm like, let's do this.
So the first thing we're gonna do is get the name situated to figure out who was wrong.
Correct. exactly.
Who's wrong on this name? So, without further ado, you guys, I want to welcome the beautiful, the sexy, very talented Jessica Gravit to the show. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
That's what's up.
How do you pronounce your name?
You pronounce it Jessica Gravit.
Gravit. Okay.
Yes, but I mean, my author name is Jessica G. Rabbit. So you both were right in your own little way.
Okay.
What? So you're an author as well. You got books out.
Over 20 books out.
What?
Go ahead.
That's what's up.
Yeah, go ahead. That is amazing. I have four out. I have four out, and I'm still writing. So that's amazing. Are you still in the industry right now?
In the industry, haven't retired.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, yeah. So look, let me see here.
Mo, go ahead. Let me let you take. Look, this is a moment for Mo. Go ahead. I'm sitting back.
Yeah. All right. So Jessica Rabbit, to all your fans out there, how did you get into the business?
No one believed me, but I got into the business for revenge.
Mm.
My ex left me rather suddenly. I had paid for a new car for him. I had paid for a new house. I had paid for new furniture. And he just decided he was ready to go. And he kind of wanted me to, like, beg him. And I told him, I'm not going to beg you. And he said, you should, because no one else is going to want you. And from that moment until, like, 12 months, I just worked on my body, my poise, just everything. And I was like, I'm just going to become a porn star. I'm going to blow the fuck up, and I will be the desire of every man's fantasy. And it really worked. I ended up, like, putting a couple of $1,000s in my pocket, getting a plane ticket, flying to Boston, and the first director actually gave me my name. He said that I reminded him of the Black Jessica Rabbit, but I looked so good that he wanted to grab it. So that's how I got my name.
I like that.
And then after we shot, he was like, you know, you really have, you know, the professional savvy to do this, you know. And he was like, I think you should go to Los Angeles, and I think you'll do great. And then I went to Los Angeles, and I just did what I needed to do to get where I needed to get to. And then I started my own production company, and the rest is kind of history.
That's what I'm talking about. Glow up. And what I was just saying, we made reference to, like, the Outcast City. For anybody that's new listening to this show, and I like you to say you worked on, you know what I'm saying, got your mind, body right, you know, because you know what you was getting into. If you ever look at one of those Outcast covers from, you know, any of their albums, Atlans, Southern Playlist, and Cadillac Music, you know, my man Andre 3K always has, like, a little outline of just a fine black woman. And when I see that cover, when I see that CD cover, yo, Jessica Rabbit exudes that. You know what I'm saying? That body and everything, that's it right there. So shout outs to that. I just wanted to say that. So yeah, no, that's dope. All right, so that's how you got into it. And let me just see here. I guess my next question is, what was it like working with, because you work with some heavyweights, and I know you're more independent now, we're going to get into that, but for the people out there, how was it like working with two of, I guess, like the more popular black adult stars in the industry?
Like Naomi Banks, Jada Pryor, Wesley Pipes.
Correct.
I'm probably leaving some people out. Mr. Marcus is a really good friend, so...
Okay.
I wasn't intimidated.
Nice.
We were all really just cool, you know. We just hung
out.
We were just really. They were just really down to earth, and it wasn't like creepy or, you know. Sometimes you go in and it's a bunch of guys, and they're like, "You're hot. Let me grab your ass." It was, you know what I mean? It was none of that. It was just like, "Hey, little mama, let's kick it. Like, you ready for this? And this is gonna be fun." Sure. You know, we just. Party and just shoot and just have a good time. And I would say at the end of every shoot, I made a friend, and it was kind of like that was enough for me. You know, it was just really, it was really wonderful to be able to work with people who were professional. Okay. And in my eyes, I was so like with Wesley Pipes, I was just starstruck. And then to be sitting in a car with him while we're rolling weed, and then I'm like, who am I tweeting? And he's like, Wesley Pipes. And I'm like, you Wesley Pipes? Like, that just.
He is so awesome.
Yeah, just
talking. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out there. Like, Wesley Pipes, he done put a lot of people on. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he got his own style of, you know, talking.
He was so fun. Like, we actually, that was the In Living Color parody. So we really didn't get to work together. We, like, had to play brother and sister, but we just goofed off so much that it was just like, that's you, man. So then from then on, it would just be like, what are you doing? Like, let's kick it. Like, we would just, you know, just goof off. But for the most part, I always tell people that, you know, porn is a family, you know, and we're all. We're all there for a purpose, and that is the cause. Cause we need new shoes. Cause we need a house. Cause we need to pay those bills. So when we're there, that's what it's about. It's about making sure that, you know, we look out for each other, and that, you know, the common goal is to get that content out. So, yeah, it was always fun, always professional, and just always crazy. Miss Jada is Miss Jada. I just love her.
And Miss Naomi. How was it with working with Jada Fire? Because, you know, she's one of the legends of the industry.
She is so funny. And I don't think a lot of people know that. But me and her laughed so much in between takes that the director was like, okay, you guys, you got to get your shit together, you know. And then the camera guy who does, like, deals, he'd be like, all right, you guys, you got to get your shit together. So that just kind of, you know, instilled it. And then when she, you know, toured and, I was like, well, she would be in my city, and she'd be like, bitch, come hang out. So we would hang out. Like, it was it was just really cool. And then with Naomi, she does the whole script thing where, you know, you got to memorize it, and it's like being on a real Hollywood set. So
I got to experience that,
and I got to run lines with her, and I just got to, you know, see her in all of her Naomi Banks glory. So for me, that was just like, oh my God, like, I'm here. And she is the best music DJ. Like, her playlist.
To keep it popular.
I was like, I was like, if you hit me with one more song, I'm like, okay, whose song? She'd be like, it's me. I'd be like, oh my God. It was just, you know, they're amazing people to work with.
Yeah,
because
you
got to
create
really
a nice
smile,
I would assume. Yeah. All right, and how would you say, what do you do, you know, for, I guess, the outside looking in, people bringing people behind the curtain? Like, how do you prep for a scene? Like, what do you do? Like,
how
is there anything
you prep for a scene? Well, right now, I've kind of went out of the box with making normal porn, I guess, or glamorous porn. So my porn is more like themed stuff. Like, right now I'm doing, like, a coming on my glasses segment where it's, like, three individual ones where I pick a cute pair of glasses and then I have someone come all over them. Right.
Okay.
And then I also have where I do cosplay with Velma, with Misbehaving, with Harley Quinn. So my porn is a little different in that regard, and I try to.
And those
constantly...
are your own characters? Did you create it? Like, kind of... Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
that's,
like I make.
When you're independent, you can do your
all
own thing.
That jazz. Yeah, so I kind of, I'm out of the box in that sense where I don't, I'm kind of like a cat. I kind of do what I want. So for me, that seems to be working with just being myself and just doing what I want to do with porn. I think politics has put porn in a very small box, and it makes people think that you have to have sex a certain way. And porn, even in porn, we have to have sex a certain way. Because if we don't have sex a certain way, it's gonna ruin the. It's gonna ruin it for the customer. So I think being able to open that box of porn can be anything you want it to be because it's consensual sex and it's whatever fantasy you allow it to be. It opens up a whole nother, you know, box. Excuse the pun, but it, you know, it just opens people's minds to what else is out there.
Okay, I got you. And I know Ms. Lovely Black. I know you want to get in here with some questions, so I'm gonna fall back a little bit because I got some other ones, but go ahead, Miss Lovely Black.
No, I mean, you're doing amazing. I know this is your moment. He is a very huge fan of yours, so mine will come. You know, I'm more on the relatable side, but how long have you been in the industry? Let the people know. How long have you been in the industry, Jessica?
I have been in the industry for 5.5 years. It will be 6 in November.
All right. And where are you based out of?
I do not give my location.
Okay.
Okay.
I do not give out my location. And with my social media, I prefer that people just follow me on my Twitter. My Instagram is one of the only social medias that I keep for myself. So if you notice, it's locked, and it's locked for a reason. And my followers are low for a reason. I'm just very weird like that. I just motion a little different than everybody else.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think that's weird. I mean, you know, you're so open with yourself, you know, being an adult film star that you know you want to have some privacy. You know what I'm saying? So I can tell
exactly.
So all right. Let me see. What else do we have? Oh, so you know what? I gotta ask this question. So on film, have you ever done or will you do a DP?
A DP. I have done a DP.
Okay. Okay. All right. No, that, like,
I want to be like, dude, I banged 8 guys in a row. So, DP. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. You know, that's double penetration for the people out there that may not know. Okay. All right. So now that scene, that's something that you done. Was that with like one of the like the major, you know, companies, or was that like your own independent scene that you did, as far as the DP is concerned?
The gangbang scene was with a different company, but all of my double penetration is mine. And I do put it on paid sites, or the free sites, as we like to call them, which I really am against, but I only put my content in the premium section, which means that you still have to pay for it. I'm a very big advocate of hashtag pay for your porn.
That's it.
And if anybody, I usually, when people ask me, the question is, are you retired? Whenever I hear that, it lets me know that you're only watching my free shit from, like, when I first started.
I got you.
So heads up, cool. So when people say that, it's like, I get where you watch me. Okay. And then I hear, I'm a really big fan of yours. And then it's like, really? So what was my latest scene? And then they get really weird about it. They're like, you know what? I loved you. I loved you in Reality Kings. So it's just, it's my own little personal fun thing I do with people.
Okay.
So,
All right. I can totally get that. Well, on that note, what made you go independent? What kind of transition did you feel like doing more independent things?
I am bossy. So that was really, first off, I'm bossy. Second off, I like money. Third off, I like money to come to my house. So What people don't understand with porn is once we shoot that scene, they pay us. That's it. There are no royalties. There are no residuals.
Yeah. This is a game right here. So people out here listening.
You have to come up with something else. And generally in Hollywood, they have a very tight circle, and there are only so many African-American companies you can shoot for, and there are only so many Caucasian companies you can shoot for. And usually what they do is they shoot you maybe 3 times a year. So that's what you're going to make with the Caucasian company. With the African-American company, it's going to be about the same. So in that time, what do? Do you prostitute yourself and then up the risk of you getting some STD? Or do you work a regular job and then get spotted by some guy who says, hey, you look familiar, but you're working at Burger King? So I had to decide on my own what I wanted to do. Did I want to do that? And, you know, I saw a lot of girls struggling, and I was like, I'm not a struggler. I'm an innovator. I'm a go-getter, and that's just not, you know, my cup of tea. So I just decided that, you know, I could do this all on my own. I had a degree in arts and communication. So I've already did film, that's what I mean? So it was just like, oh, okay, well, I've seen everyone do it. And it was like, okay, well, I got on a professional set and I got to see, you know, 20 different directors do a scene. And it's like, okay, so that's how you do it. All right, I can do this. And that was really how it was born. And it was like, you know, your co-host said it's about consistency. It was every day this week I'm going to shoot some content and I'm going to put it out there. And then I would just ask people that I knew, hey, do you want to shoot some content with me? And then I would ask photographers who, and I like that too. I don't like to Photoshop my photos, and I don't want anybody who's been in porn. I want new people, new faces, new photographers. So the pictures that I take, I make sure that it's not about porn. It's more about the beauty of me. So I just, I made sure that I went about it a totally different way. I went about it in, at a mainstream angle, whereas not a porn angle.
Oh, okay. I like that. All right. Yeah, no, that's what's up. Like, I'm like, that's how you're going to do it. So, you know, if you're going to make a career out of it, definitely want to make sure you're profiting, you know, more than the other companies, you know what I'm saying? More than the company that you're shooting for. So I definitely respect the independent route. Now, would you, cause you know, I know you've been doing independent and that's working for you. And I definitely commend that. Do you ever see yourself every so often, maybe going to LA and shooting for like, you know, one of the popping companies is now just to kind of, I don't know, just retouch with that?
I'm
going to
be honest, no.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Keep it 100.
And I don't mean to, like, crochet their way. It's just that, first off, California is going downhill. They have a lot of regulations and laws that restrict the company, and you have to wear condoms in your films. And, you know, they're also trying to eradicate porn in that area. So for me, it's already a business that's on decline, and they used to love to tell us that African-American films don't sell. So for me, going there is moot. It wouldn't make any sense. And the same with Las Vegas. I'm a hustler. So my thing is I make sure that my money comes on time. I don't like to sell my pussy. It's too good. So for me, in order to do that, is I got to make sure that my ducks are in a row at my household, which is make sure that my shoots are scheduled, my photographs are done, and that I'm consistent with my work. I can do the exact same thing that they do, and I think that's the whole point is knowledge is key when you're in any industry. If you can be smarter than them or smart as they are, you can get places. And you know, being a woman, they don't want you to do that. They want to take those pictures for you, but you got to beg for your own pictures. I'll take this content for you, but I got to beg for my own videos. So, I, like I said, I just like money. So me getting, $1,000 for one shoot when I know that this person is going to sell it overseas, they're going to sell it in South America, they're going to sell it on every single site that accepts cute black girls, and they're going to make maybe $20,000 off that, I just don't feel comfortable with that anymore. You know what I mean? I'm just
that's
not
dope.
There.
That's dope. So you like basically, I see your progress. Like you went out there, earned the game, got your name out there, and now you're off and running. That's what it sounds like to me. So
that's what I'm trying to do. I feel like I'm lightly jogging. I want to pick up a sprint. But, by 2020, you know, like I always say, I'm hanging it up. So by 2020, I'm out of the game.
2020. Okay, so 2020 is a nice even number. Okay, all right. So you got all you can get out of it, and you know, you're going to be on to something else. Okay, I can totally respect that. Yeah, because, like, you know, like I said, you know, just seeing your content, I'm definitely a fan of your rawness that you bring to it. You know, you definitely exhibit it. And like you said, you know what you bring to the table. Let me see. Let's see here. What else do we have? So one of the one mainstream ones that I saw you were in was the Black Ice, and I think you touched on it before. And you played Wanda from the In Living Color parody. So, like, how was that? Like, was it, like, you know, because that was, like, really kind of, like, a little bit of some, you know, that was some acting. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not that. It was sexual, but, you know, you had to kind of get into character. Like, so how was that, you know, getting into that role and everything?
That was funny. It was, you know, it was lighthearted. It was funny. So we just kind of goofed off. And, you know, it was like, you know, that you can't, you know, suck my dick while you look ugly with this wig that keeps sliding off your head. Or, you know, just that kind of fun stuff. And then with Black Eyes, that was just like a really weird day where I just really got along with the director. I really got along with the talent, and we just like goofed off and just, you know, it just turned into a hell of a scene. Like that whole thing was just, and that was one thing I'm really good at. Like if I do a scene, it's just, we just go all the way through the scene. There is no like cut, go to a different position. It's
okay.
Just like we just go.
Oh, it's just improv. So that's dope. So you just roll with it. Like you just catch that feeling. You just go. That's how you do your scene.
Yeah.
From this point, you just kind of like forget all that cutting and like let's re-angle it. You just like, look, let's just shoot it and we're just gonna flow.
Well,
okay,
actually, no,
so
I'm usually with that, not really. The directors would, you know, just be like, you're doing great.
Okay.
And I'd be like, am I? I had no idea. I'd be like, okay, all right, just keep going, all right.
Okay, so Jessica, I know that,
yes,
you know, we've been asking you a lot of questions. So I have a two-part question, but you're going to give your own advice. What is something that you would give, what type of information or tip that you would give regular men in the bedroom, and what type of tip would you give regular females in the bedroom? It doesn't matter what, from what standpoint, but what type of tip would you give?
I think the most advice that I could give is to be prepared for everything, for all situations. And to be honest, I think men, for the most part, do not feel like they can be honest with women. And I feel that women are feeling the same way. I feel like they're both on the same spectrum, but on a different side of the coin.
Mm. They're reading the same book, but they're in different chapters.
Exactly. Or they're reading the book, but someone's reading the book upside down. So the words just seem to not, you know what I mean? It's not clicking. But, yeah, for the most part, a lot of the men that communicate with me, usually that's their issue. I can't tell my wife about this fetish that I have or even women where, you know, I can't tell my husband about, you know, this fetish that I have. You know, just the simple thing of couples watching porn together, it seems to be very like, oh, my God, we can't watch porn together. And I'm sorry, every guy that I've been with, I'm usually like, we're watching porn together. Like, I usually have the, like, I'm like, I have a trilogy part. I'm like, hey, we're going to watch part one and then part two, and then we're going to watch part three. Like, I want to see the whole, you know. So for me, I think right now the number one thing any man or woman is be honest. If you like oral sex and he is not licking your pussy the way that you like it, then you need to let them know. And if she is sucking your dick and she is giving you that white girl suck dick where she just licks it and then looks up at you and then licks it again and takes it out and wiggles it around and looks up and goes, ooh, it tastes so good, and that's not your thing, then you need to say that. And I think that's the number one thing, is everybody's so scared to hurt the other person's feeling. And my thing is, if this person is really your partner, then are they going to be okay with having her feelings, or are they going to be okay with the fact that you're holding this in?
Wow, that's what's up. All right.
That was a little petty, Jessica, but okay, the last part. the white girl leak, but okay, I digress. Moving right along.
You know I'm not lying.
I'm over dying, like. But it's funny because the young lady that we had on last weekend was just saying the same exact thing, and she was a swinger. And her thing is, you know, sexual liberation. And she wanted people to understand, you know, like, I'm sexually liberated because of what I want to do. But, you know, a lot of people can't explain to their mate that's why they cheat, you know. And that's why, you know, swinging is so common, because it's for the people that don't have to lie. You still got lying and swinging. You got some men that's just going to lie no matter what. They have the common sense to be real. But that's some awesome advice. I mean, I think, like, you can't go wrong with that. And I'm pretty sure that our listeners hear that all the time. So they're going to continue to hear it until it's beat in their head. So what is your favorite position or fetish? What is your favorite thing that you like about sex?
Oh, my gosh, my favorite thing I like about sex. I'm weird. I like to have lighthearted sex, I guess. Really passionate sex, really lighthearted. I like for my sex to be like a good conversation with a good friend. I like for my sex to be intimate, lasting, and unforgettable. So I really don't have a position, I guess. I mean, you know, I did Kama Sutra like all year last year, and Shiva's tongue was to die for, but I don't know. Like, for me, sex isn't about a favorite position. For me, it's about the connection. So for me, if I'm able to ride a guy and then in that moment, like, we both start laughing or something, then I'm happy. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, this is the shit. We smile at each other during sex, because I think that's the issue why people can't be honest, is that everybody thinks sex is serious. Like, I'm fucking her, and I got to fuck her hard, and I got to be serious. And, oh, my God, girl, I got to suck his dick like it's a job. And it's really not. It's supposed to be fun. And so, for me, positions, when you got to go through the Rolodex of, damn, girl, he likes me to be on top, and I got to grab her titties, it ruins that improvisation of sex. It ruins that, you know, I tried to grab your tits, but I grabbed your stomach. Let's laugh about it. It just, you know, I'm just like that. I'm weird. I think maybe I've had too much sex before I get off on people laughing during sex, but that's me.
It's Jesus Christ. So I think that may be a porn star thing, because, like, since I've been out of the game, it's like, it's kind of hard, you know, like, you know, I had that one ex, and that's why, you know, I held on to him for a long time. He got it. You know, it's not about getting me in the bedroom and trying to dominate me. It's just not, it's not about that. Because eventually you're not going to dominate me every single time. But you're going to come and give your A game the first 1 to 2 times, and then after that you're going to slack off. So just come and be yourself, and let's grow into what, you know, whatever it is that we're going to be, but let's enjoy
exactly.
it.
Exactly, and
don't
if you're
try
yourself,
to...
then you can't slack off. If you're being your genuine self and you're coming from your heart and you're open with that person sexually, there's no way that you can do that. When you're being hard or I've got to fuck this bitch, you're putting on a facade to show this person, you know, you gotta prove something. When sex is not about proving anything, when it's
proving
just about
anything.
It's about submission. It's about enjoying that pleasure with another person and having that level of connection. It becomes something totally different. And I think people really need to put down some of the porn, because I see some of this porn and I'm like, I'm not even doing that shit in real life. Just want to let you guys know, I'm not dressing up like Velma in real life searching for cock. That is not real. So I think if people could just really be real about it, you know, like, I know a guy who's been in a relationship for 20 years and all he wants is his wife to stick her finger up his asshole, like shit like that. Like, really, you couldn't ask for that in 20 years? And it's like, no, because we're playing this facade. We got to keep this here and here and here, and it kind of fucks off, you know, the sex. When you meet a complete stranger and you have that hot one night stand, it's not because that person is a complete stranger. It's because you guys open with each other on a level that you should be with your spouse, which is letting it all go and not really giving a care about, you know, what the consequences are.
That's right. And that's the hardest thing to find. But when you find it, it's worth holding on to. But, you know, I'll take a break Because it's just like, you almost get tired of looking. It's not about the size. It's not, you know, vagina is a muscle. It stretches and it goes back. You know, like, if you know how to take care of yourself well enough, you can get yourself back to, you know, close to virgin status if you know what you're doing. But it's just really about enjoying the moment. And when you know that you can enjoy the moment, or it's almost like playing Russian roulette, like, maybe I will, maybe I won't. You know, you kind of like, you don't be ready. You're not ready to jump up. You can take a break easy and say, I'm going to go, you know, X amount of months and it doesn't bother me. But in actuality, it does, because you really shouldn't go months without having sex. Sex actually helps with,
I always tell women, you got to masturbate. If you don't know how to make yourself orgasm, why are you putting all of this pressure on another person to give you that pleasure? Because when you do that, you're taking that power out of your hands and you're giving it to someone else, and then you are going to feel helpless because you did that. And masturbation is honestly the key to being open-minded, because once a woman is relaxed and she knows her body, she knows what she will and will not like in bed, and that's just how women are. Once we do something and we know we like it, we know how we like it, and that's it. So I think that's really the key is, you know, I'm hoping with this whole Me Too movement that women not only feel liberated to be able to say, hey, this happened to me, but to stand up and say, you know what, I've been lying to you for these last 3 years. I really like it if you would come all over my face. Or I really would like it if you invited two of your homeboys over so we could fuck. Or that black guy that I really want to fuck, can we fuck him? You know, if people were seriously honest about what they wanted, I don't think that, you know, I would probably still be in business, but I wouldn't be a counselor. Because honestly, I think people think I get a lot of things and I don't. The number one thing I get is a lot of lonely men who really want to reconnect with their wife, and just how do I get her to try this, or how do I get, you know, her to open up to me and just to love me, or, you know, and it's really sad because it makes me think like, damn, I'm a nice person. What happened to me? I want to be a mean girl. But no, it's sad. But yeah, it's an epidemic.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And let me see here, too, Jessica. So you mentioned that, you know, when you have that connection or whatever, when you're just chilling maybe with the person that you're involved with at the time, you know, sometimes you might watch an adult film with that person. So with that being the case, are there any young starlets, you know, especially since you're doing your thing independent, you know, you have no need to go back and shoot with one of the major labels in Cali. Are there any, like, young starlets, young black starlets, I would say, that you're, like, a fan of, or you're like, you know what, you're putting it down?
No.
Okay. That was just,
and
okay.
I don't know, no. I make it a point not to watch porn. Now, when I said that, I was watching porn because I was not in the industry, but now that I am in the industry, I do not watch porn. For me, it is not... It's not porn anymore. It's work. So when I watch porn, I'm like, oh, my God, she's not sucking his dick right. Oh, my God, if they keep this camera at this angle, is the socks this color? Why didn't this bitch wear these kind of heels? Her nails look horrible. Like, that's what
I see. Just critique it. You just critique it. You're looking at it totally from the business point of view.
Yeah, it's not good porn anymore. So for me, at this moment, I don't. I do, however, like to encourage, you know, performers, and I'm very encouraging about that. Like, if you ever need any advice, if it's, you know, if it's ever hard for you, but as far as me just like scouting it out, I really don't. I have like a few people that I mentor here and there. You know, they may have a bad day and need someone to vent to, but you know, for the most part, I try not to. I stay away from toxic social media. I try to follow people who I'm not going to be like super jealous of, and that's the same with porn. For me, it's competition, so I don't like to watch it. I don't.
That's what's up, and that comes from like an artist point of view, because like, you know, I'm a big fan of rap music as well. So you know, I study like a sport, just like I study adult, film like a sport. You know, everything's like a sport to me. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is I've noticed that like if some rapper, you know what I'm saying, they're like, I can't listen to other music right now because you know that's gonna mess up where I'm on. So you know, I can totally respect that. But let me ask you this question. So I know you're already in the game now. So like you said, you kind of like OG status in the game, and like, you know, like mentoring people and stuff like that. But when you were trying to, or when you're looking or thinking about getting into the game, were there any old school, you know, starlets that you maybe looked up to? It like, okay, she's putting it down. I kind of want to kind of, you know, follow kind of what she's doing and navigate that way, or sexually what she brought to the, you know, like, I'm going to bring that. Was there anybody like that kind of, I guess, influenced you?
You know what? Not really. I kind of, when I went to California, like I said, it was very welcoming on the steps that I went to with people of color. But when I was not, it was very negative. And they let me know that I was a little too dark and my nose was a little too big. And, you know, this is going to be really hard for you. And they say stuff like that. So you're here. This is going to be so hard. So I am very strong-minded. So I kind of had to, like, barricade myself, you know what I mean, and, like, protect my own mind when I went there, because if I heard any more negative remarks about me not making it, I probably would have went off. So I kind of stayed really to myself. And honestly, the one person, and I always tell her, thank you, thank you, thank you, is Jada Fire. And
okay,
she, you know, retired, and we were just having a conversation, and I was like, maybe I should just, you know, stop. And she was like, no, you know, you keep going. She was like, and you do it your way. She said, and that's it. And she's like, and I don't hear nothing else. And when she said she don't hear nothing else, and she don't hear nothing else, she just stopped talking. So stay on the phone for 20 minutes with me not talking. No, but, you know, so that really, really inspired me to just keep going. And for a really long time, I would just be like, is anybody watching my shit? Because I would keep getting, hey, you retired? Hey, so where your free porn at? And I'd be like, it's right here. Like, I'd be so frustrated. And then I got a call from Exotica, and they were like, we've been watching you, and you were doing great. And they were like, do you want to do conventions? And I was like, oh my God, somebody is watching me. And then that just kind of kept propelling
me. You? That's hot. That's what's up. I mean, because you want to, like Erykah Badu said, you're an artist and you're sensitive about your, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, like, it was so just, like, you know, like, oh man, somebody's actually like feeling it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not just so I see that's, and that kind of sparked you in a way like, all right, let me boss up. Let me go independent. I learned everything I need to learn in Cali. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, okay, I need to be here. Look at it. Okay, I got it. I'll see y'all later. That was kind of how it was. Like,
I got mad respect for that. That's cool, man. So thanks for shedding light, you know, on the whole industry for a lot of the listeners out here that, you know, maybe thinking about getting into it or just always had you know, questions about it. I mean, you've definitely shed a lot of game to how it is.
I always tell girls it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. Don't go into it thinking that, you know, you're going to just get famous really fast and that the money's going to be there. You have to work. It is a real job, and you have to make sure, like we've been saying, consistency. If you're not consistent on your social media,
like,
if you're not relevant, you won't you won't make it. But I always tell people it's a career. It's a real career and you gotta work.
You get in what you put in. All right. Let me see here. And I'll be back if you wanna, you know, chime in, let me know. But so let me ask you this question too, because this is very interesting. I didn't notice about you until you said it, but you mentioned you're an author. So with that being the case, like, what are your books about?
I really don't have a genre right now. I, like, get a movie stuck in my head, and then I'm like, I have to write this down, and then I write it, and it becomes a book. It's, like, that weird thing. So some of them are erotica. Some of them are contemporary. Some of them are fantasy. But all of them are explicit and delicious. So that's where I'm at. I'm right now with Smashwords, where you can get all of my books for free. We're doing a promotion for this month. I also have my books that are in progress on Wattpad.com under the same name. I always keep my name the same, but I'm trying to become the next Black J.K. Rowling. Like, I'd like to retire and be like the next Black J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling.
I'd like to have 40 books and a movie coming out on one of my books.
That's the J.K. Rowling. That was which person did they do? What was the main thing that they did?
Are you Harry Potter?
I'm sorry. I'm more like Donald. You know, not to knock that, but I'm like Donald Goins. You know, I read a lot of self-help books, so you know, like I know.
No, I have not read Harry Potter, so don't worry.
Oh, Harry Potter. That's it. That's what's up.
I'm just saying that because she's the top grossing author, and that's all. She's the top grossing author.
But I just want to show, like, no matter how popular you are, sometimes, like, if you're not in that headspace, like, you know, like, oh, you don't know who I am? Like, I'm like, you know, but I know it sounds like, I knew it was either, like, Lord of the Rings when you said Harry Potter. I knew it was, like, Lord of the Rings. All right, so that's dope. So now I kind of see where your creativity is. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I can already see it. So, like, have you finished any, like, one book that, like, you know, if I wanted to check it out, that I could, you know, find it?
You can find all of them.
Okay.
The book, I guess, my best-selling book right now this month that's been downloaded over 5,000 times, so thanks everybody who's reading, it's called Closing Cost. Closing Cost. And last month I released The Jewel of Humanity.
The Jewel of Humanity is what it's called?
The Jewel of Humanity, that's what it's called.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
It's more of a sci-fi fantasy. It's sci-fi fantasy thriller, so it was really good. I'm trying to think. I have so many more. I have The Bet, and that's like a full series of books. I have Beauty and the Beast and Erotica. Then I have The Return of Maleficent, which is it's romance, but it's erotica as well. I try to write things that people don't see me writing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I like elaborate. This is your platform. So like I said, let people know, like, what is it, you know, what's one of the, you know, what's the style?
Well, for me, writing is like my baby, so I don't talk about him because him is so precious to me.
Go ahead. Put it out there. So people know, you know, so that's it.
And that's the weird thing. I've been hiding it, but I've been doing super well on my books being read, and so I'm having fun right now. I'm doing, like, contemporary erotica, fairy tale, romance types. Like, I have The Ugly Duckling, The Beauty and the Beast, The Return of Maleficent, and then right now I'm working on a book called Guarded Secrets. But, yeah, no.
Guarded
Secrets is loosely based on Melania Trump and the bodyguard she allegedly was going to leave Donald Trump for.
That's hot.
It just intrigues me. That whole weird, crazy shit that they got, it intrigues me. And it's, I'm like, I would love to write a book loosely based on that bullshit. So it's really loosely based. And that'll be released at the end of spring. But, yeah, no, I'm confident.
And that one's going to be called The Guard. That one was going to be
Guarded Secret.
Guarded Secret. That sounds really dope. Like, really, yeah, push that one. That's one I want to check for. All right. The Guarded Secret.
I was going to say, they're available everywhere. They're available Kindle, Nook, iBooks, Google Play, like everywhere. Just put in Jessica G. Rabbit, and my books will populate.
That's what's up. Well, so Jessica Rabbit, I mean, it's definitely been a pleasure. You know, you definitely shed some light. You came through, chalked it up. Like, it's you know, this has been an honor, you know what I'm saying? So anytime, let us know, you know, if you ever have something new that you want to promote, you know, just get at us, and we'll definitely, we'll be there, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, is there anything, I guess, in closing that you would like to leave your fans with, or, like, you know, if you want to just put out, maybe, you know, just tell people out there, once again, your networks, where they can find you, let them know.
I would just say, for me, in closing, that, just everybody remember that porn is a fantasy and that the person that you are with is not, and you need to treat them with the utmost care, respect, and love. And you need to also remember that love includes being honest. Love includes being kind, and love includes you wanting to put their needs before yours. And if you both do it, your relationship will withstand the test of time.
I'd also like to say that sex workers, as fun and as sexy as we are with our pictures, our posts and videos, we are people as well. And we need to really work on laws that strengthen sex work instead of using it as a political kick. But that's all, I guess. Thanks, everybody, for the support. Thank you guys so much for having me on. Congratulations on the baby.
This lovely black.
Yeah, thank
definitely.
You so much. Thank you so much, and thank you for coming on the air. I enjoyed you and your knowledge. It just flowed so awesomely, and it's just like, hey, you know, I'm happy that you're also a fellow author and you're doing your thing. So salute to you, sister. Keep up the good work.
You're gonna I'll retweet your books. I'll retweet yours on my author page, and I'll have to keep it up for you.
Thank you, and I definitely will do the same for you. So I'll follow your author page, and you know, definitely continue to support my way, and you know, vice versa. I definitely
got
the support. That is amazing. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Can you let everybody know again where to find you and where to find your stuff and your websites and stuff before you go?
You can find me on jessicagrabbit.com, or you can find me on Twitter at jessicagrabbit, or you can follow me on Instagram in all lowercase, jessicagrabbit. If you have less than 10 followers on Instagram, I am not going to follow you. So I'm just giving y'all a heads up.
That's what's up.
Right. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show tonight. You guys, Jessica Gravitt, make sure you go follow her, support her books, and support her movies. Sister
yeah.
Gotti. Have a great night.
You
all
too.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Hey.
Well, that
hey.
Was great, Mo.
Yeah, now that was really cool, man. Shout out to Jessica Gravitt.
Yeah.
Like, that was an awesome interview. Like, she really, you know, shed some light on some stuff for me. Like, I feel like I learned something. I really did. Yeah.
Right. Those are the type of interviews that Mo has been campaigning for.
Correct.
And he bagged his first one. And so, I don't want to. You know, I wanted to let him work and let him do what he wanted to do. And I'm look at you.
That's what's up. Hey,
proud of you.
You know what I'm saying? I like doing this media thing, you know, this journalism kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? I like being part of the media, you know? So shout out to that. Like
so,
I said, I just want to. Oh, go ahead. My fault.
We were going to have guests on every other week, but. Whenever we come up to have guests, because we've been getting guests now more frequent.
Okay.
Whenever we have guests, you know, we're just, you know, we're going to do
just
what we got to do.
Yeah, this pop.
My thing was every other week, but, you know, we kind of been getting them. And we got a couple in a tank, so.
Yeah, that's true. We got some working on.
Right. So, you know, just. No, and then especially
this,
for next month, we really gotta step our game up for next month and really do it big, you know, for the 1 year anniversary of Blog Talk. And you guys just give me some ideas on, you know, what type of topics that you want for the 1 year anniversary month and so on and so forth. So we definitely want to make it juicy. I have I have a topic going on my Facebook page, and I started this topic.
I love the little laugh. What's the laugh? That's why I know you got something juicy coming up. What's up?
You know, I kind of, that's why I was letting you do your thing, because, like, they are, like, chiming in.
Okay.
They have been chiming in like a month. So I put a question out there. I said, would you date a pregnant woman? Now, some of these people that listen and are on my Facebook page, right, are people that I've been knowing for a long, long time, when, you know, within those circles. So keep in mind, I ask questions from time to time on my Facebook to have an open discussion. My open discussions on my Facebook page, is not a wrong answer unless you're being judgmental.
Of course. I don't
know,
like that either.
That,
yeah. And I'm the same way. So that's what's up. That rocks with me.
So we were kind of like even on would you date, would you date? And so some were like, you know, yes, no, I don't know, I don't know. And then, you know, some people would say yes just because they know I'm pregnant. You know, I'm like, it's not about me. It's just a question.
Just keep it 100, too. Like, I respect honesty, too. Like let's not, like Jessica Wright was just talking about this whole facade or whatever. Let's just keep it 100 with each other, and then it'll be
right.
Better.
Like, you don't have to say right. Yes just because I'm asking. It's not about me. It's the conversation. This question has gotten, like, in less than an hour, close to 50 comments, right?
Damn, that's popping. That's popping.
So they're going in. So one guy said, is the baby daddy dead? And I'm like, that don't matter, you know. And then
matter. He's just trying to see if he can slide in, like, with no repercussions, nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, look, that dude.
If you're dating her, it's not about sex, though. You're dating her, you're dating her. You know, that's definitely not it. I mean, sometimes some women, you can date a pregnant woman and she won't have sex with you until she had a baby. So, you know, dating means dating. It's not about having sex. You don't have to date a person to have sex. This guy, you know, so a lot of no's, right? Mm. And probably I would say 52% no, 48% yes. You know what I'm saying?
So it's kind of close. So when somebody yes,
close.
You know, it's like, hey, I don't care, like, oh, I got a fetish for pregnant women, like, what?
You know, if they do, they got a fetish. Most of them have a fetish if they do. So this one guy says, he said you shouldn't trust kids around a freak who would sleep with a pregnant woman with a baby that's not theirs. I'd say some screws missing. And so, like, that's why I brought this up, because I was going to talk about this comment. Now, I feel like some people are just the quirkiest, craziest. What the hell? Why would that make him a freak because he's sleeping with a woman that's pregnant? Like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like, I don't know. What would be your take?
What would be my take? Well, all right, so here's the thing. And like I said, I'm going to keep an eye on it. Like, me personally, I wouldn't sleep with a pregnant woman that's not pregnant by me. You know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like that's like a, you know, and this is just me. Like I said, I'm not being judgmental or whatever. Do you. You know what I'm saying? But that's just like, you know, you got something planned. You know, that person has something planned with that family aspect. You know what I'm saying? Bring the baby in there. So I wouldn't want to intrude. That's why I was like, I gave credence to, like, oh, is the father not around if he's not there? Because, okay, some guys would jump at that. Oh, it's a ready-made family. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to worry about the father coming around or nothing like that. Like, it's just ready to go for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to, you know, be there for the child. I'm ready to be with this woman and had this, like, family, like, already ready-made, it's planned. Like, it was destiny for me. So, like, that's why I was asking that question. But me personally, you know, I don't have a pregnant woman fetish, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that it wouldn't, I guess, apply to me because, like, you know, like I said, I'm like, I'm going to pull it back. Because here's the thing, too, I always respect a family. Like, I would never want to be that person. Even the most savage gentleman in me, I never want to be that person that breaks a family up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I totally respect that. I mean, I know sometimes lust and all that runs high, but, you know, like, I think a family structure is very important. You know what I'm saying? Once you bring children into the mix, like, it's solidified. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to be that guy later on that the kids blame me for breaking their family up. I don't know. May call me crazy. But that's where, like, I kind of draw the line for me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's other guys out there that, like you said, maybe have a pregnant fetish. And, like I said, and then if there's two willing adults, and because, like I said, everybody's situation is different. So if you're pregnant, but, you know, look, the baby father just ain't doing the right thing. We ain't working out. I know I'm pregnant. I would like to have a family. I'm sure that's every woman's thing. You know, if you're going through this pregnancy, you wonder, you know, how the baby father be there, of course. I mean, who wouldn't? You know, you're nesting. You're ready for
that.
Well,
what if the baby father's not there? How can you say you don't want to break up a relationship when apparently the relationship is already broken up if they're dating someone else?
That's true. That's true, too. But sometimes I'm just saying, I'm just giving you the guy's point of view. Sometimes you're thinking, like, I don't know if she's being 100% with me. Like, maybe she want to get with me. Maybe we got a connection. But I don't know if she's telling me everything truthful. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't want no issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, like, a lot of guys might be like, I don't want no issue. Because that's something, you know, that's a big moment. You know what I'm saying? Pregnancy, like, you're bringing a child into the world. So that's a lot of emotions, a lot of family. Like, that's a lot to deal with. So if I'm coming into that, if I'm just coming in the back door on this situation, and all of a sudden you see me, like, posted up with you, like, at a family event, and everybody looking like, hold on, like, ain't that so-and-so's, you know, baby, future baby mother or whatever? Like, I just don't need that energy coming towards me. But once again, that's me. But, you know, like I said, if you're totally being truthful and the other soon-to-be baby father is just totally not involved, and it's just like, that's just not going to work out. Y'all know it's not going to work out. Y'all just going to co-parent the situation, and he's totally cool with it, then by all means, you know, like, of course, then, you know, if you find somebody that you're connected with, by all means, get it, you know, go for it, you know. But I'm just saying, from a guy's or from my point of view, what I would be thinking about, you know. So that's, you know, that's just kind of how I feel about it.
Right. Well, that's all good.
Yeah. But that's definitely an interesting topic, though. I mean, you know, I think it is interesting, like, you know, because you can't slide, you know, you're going to get some guys out there that might, you know, and so if it's, you know, if the feeling is mutual, then by all means, you know, connect with that, you know. But yeah. So that was an interesting topic, though. I mean, what were some of the other comments? Was there anything else that was interesting from the comments?
No, everybody else was yay or nay. I mean, I get it. That's why I just sit back, and you know, of course, I want to date now, but I don't date, because I kind of know men kind of act like you got Ebola when you're pregnant, like you've been tainted. So I don't even go there.
Word.
I just be like, whatever.
Word. No, I got you.
So what did you think
you
about the interview tonight?
The interview was dope, man. Like, that's it. Like, that's, I mean, that's, you know, the vision that I see. Like I said, I love the interview that we had last week. That was like impromptu. You know what I'm saying? And this is talking about, like, that was just dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just went back and forth, and she was giving her, like, you know, opinions on her situation and stuff, like, her sexual liberation. So I love that interview. Then I love this interview, too. You know what I'm saying? This was, like, an established, you know, dope performer, you know. And I just wanted to kind of, like, pick her brain a little bit. You know what I'm saying? See what, you know, because, like I said, you've done a dope film or whatever. So it's just interesting to just pick the brain of somebody that's in that industry, to see, you know, how they got into it and what motivates them, and, you know, how they get guarded. And like you said, she touched on some very interesting topics, like how, you know, like the Instagram account, like, she keeps it private, and, you know, because that's just like, you know, because, you know, being out there in the industry, you're showing so much of yourself. There's some things you just want to have just private, something you just want to have regular. So I thought that was cool. What did you think of the interview?
I think it was great.
Dope,
it was great.
Dope. Yeah. So this is it. So this is, you know, Real Talk with the new Ms. Bumpy Black and Mo Benz. You know, every Sunday night we bring it to you raw and uncut. Can't wait to just get more guests on the show. You know, talk to the people out there. You know what I'm saying? So definitely call in. The number here always is 646-787-1839. Talk to us. We talk back. Yeah. So.
What's up? Let us know what you got going this week.
What's up?
Let us know what you got going this week.
What we got going this week?
What you have going. What's going on?
What I got going on, me personally, what I'm just into?
Yeah.
All right, well, this week, me, I'm just, you know, like I said, it's hashtag hustle for me. So, you know, real estate, working, and then, like I said, trying to get some just interesting content for the show, getting ready for the spring, fall. I mean, not spring, fall, spring, uh-huh. summer. Yeah, that's definitely what I'm all about. You know what I'm saying? So traveling for the summer, looking to get down to ATL. Going a little tour down there, check you out down there in the ATL, you know what I'm saying, get with some of my people, you know, I got a lot of people in ATL, so, yeah, that's it, right now, it's all about hustle, you know what I'm saying, just set myself up, because you know what, this is how I look at it, Miss Lovely, like, every season, I'm like a different person, you know what I'm saying, so that's one of the seasons wrong, you know what I'm saying, it's been a great transition, you know, we connected on this show, and I love what the show was about, I love what we present to the people, oh, you know what, also too, I don't want to lose my train of thought of what I'm into this week, but I love what we're doing here. And I'm going to tell you why I love what we're doing here, because we are so different. And shout out to you, too, because you were just saying, like, you know, I don't want to be like everybody else when we were discussing, like, maybe some of the topics we're going to talk about in earlier shows. But I love what we're doing here because nobody else is doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I want to get taboo guests on the show, like, you know, people who can't get, you know, I'm not saying can't get, but it's just society, you know, it's such a way where, like, you know, if you're doing some things that's not, like, I guess, like, you know, the norm, no, you can't really get burned. So I'm a person, I think outside the box, you know, like I said, I'm not really a traditionalist. I kind of like, you know, I kind of like learn and just kind of make up my own kind of rules in a way, you know? So, yeah, I just love what we're doing. I love the energy. I love how we're just getting different people on there to really just open up, you know, sexually. And like I said, getting back to this, not to knock it, but it's always a big homosexuality push out there, you know what I'm saying? And not to go, you know, like go on and death. I'm not a homophobe or nothing like that. I'm not. No, I just want to put it out there. I'm not a homophobe or nothing like that. If that's what someone
right.
But I just noticed I remember you had a show before I even got on the show that was really, it hit me, you know, like that I was really listening to. I was really vibing. That's why I was like, you know what? Me and her, we were having a definite community because I see where she's coming from. But
right.
Pushed out there. So I'm like, what about the people like me? You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, like I'm a sexual person in a way, but I want to like showcase heterosexuality, or like, you know, maybe I like my females to be bisexual, but I'm not bisexual. Well, I'm not, you know, I'm just like my niche. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I want to, and I know there's other guys out there that maybe feel the way I do. So I love how we're able to showcase it and, you know, get people on there to open up and chop it up and talk about it, real talk, you know, real situation. So that's how I kind of feel. But as far as the week is concerned, I'm working on getting this one guest to the show. So if I can get that booked, I think it would be another great, awesome show. I don't want to put too much out there yet. I just kind of want to tease the people.
Yeah,
again.
No, yeah,
yeah. I think she's definitely amped up to come on the show. I just got to reach, kind of like playing phone tag and whatever. So if I get her booked, just keep it posted because it's gonna be another hot one. And this is gonna be a very interesting one because this person, like, you know. How can I put it out there just to tease people? This person had like a nice little solidified kind of industry, but, you know, through technology, it changed. You know what I'm saying? So the whole, I guess, the way that people used to look at things, you know, because of technology, like it kind of like washed it
yeah,
away.
Yeah, just wait. Because, you know, you can't really
yeah.
explain it right without, you
yeah.
know, going in depth. So just wait.
Yeah,
it's all good.
I'd rather have them come on. But, yeah, so but what else would you so
well,
I know, you know, you playing it cool and you nesting, but go ahead. Tell the people what you into.
The one thing I told you at the very beginning when you came along and you had your suggestions when I opened up the floor for you for suggestions,
yes.
And I said, no, we're going to be different, right? And I told
yeah.
you, I said, we're going to be different, and we have been being different. Some people come along that have a bigger name and they try to take your idea, but the good thing is that we have this awesome track record to show that we are, like, almost one of – very few people
are doing our shows the way we do because of that simple fact that you said. There's a huge homosexual push. There's a huge push to make homosexuality okay. There's a huge push to make people think that, you know, it's okay. And when people speak against it or speak, not to say that people talk down against homosexuality, but they may not want to be a part of it, right? And then
true.
People act
that's
like
it.
There's an issue because someone doesn't want to be a part of it. And I think that's what they're trying to make the new normal. Listen, if you're out here, I don't care what it is that you do. If you're a man that likes men, if you're a woman that likes women, that's your life. I swear to God, I love you, regardless of what. What my problem is that these children are influential. You know what I'm saying? And when it comes down to this part, right, what children see at home, they mimic. You know, a child, she see her mama twerking, guess what she going to do? She going to start twerking. They see their mama smoking, guess what? The odds are they going to grow up and they going to start smoking. There are some that, you know, go against it, but what your child see,
true.
They mimic. You know what I'm saying?
Children
and this is
are
what
impressionable.
You have understand growing up, raising children. So if you are always putting homosexuality in these kids' face and it's not okay, you know what I'm saying? They're going to think it's okay, and that's the way that they want you guys to understand. So if you
exactly.
are gay,
that's
I just want you to... I want you to be mindful of the kids that still need a chance. How can you say give them a chance to be who they are when you're just blatantly putting this in their face? What happened to the times that adults would keep adult business in adult situations and keep children out of adult business? We don't do that anymore, and we wonder why our kids grow up so fast. So in my household, it's completely different. In my household, children are children, adults are adults. And there's no man that's going to come in my household and that's going to come before my children, because that's my job as a mother to make sure that my children are okay, even their dads. It's just not like that. You feel me? So you let the kids go over here, and you let the adults go over here. We have to lead by example. So if I'm the only one in America that's still doing that, then God damn it, I'm going to be the only one
no,
in America that's still doing that. And I'm going to have the only kids that's going to understand what they need to know. So I'm just saying, guys, you're adults. Do what you do, but start leading by example. And we are not leading by example. You feel me? So we, on this show, we talk to adults, right? Because we want to help relationships. We don't want you guys to have to be out sleeping around without your mate. You know, enjoy your mate. You know, we want love. Love is beautiful. And whatever it takes to get there, whatever it takes for us to help you acknowledge the fact that you might have somebody that's 80-20, they 80% of what you want and 20% of what you don't, you got what's perfect for you. So, you know, this is what I wanted to bring to this show, and I'm a year in, and I'm so excited to be, coming on
take
a year
it,
in. I've been on the air for more than a year.
I'm going to take a shot for you. Go ahead.
Shut up.
Celebration.
I've been on the air for more than a year, but this is a year with Blog Talk, so I don't even know where the other show was at. I don't think they were archived. So I can't really be like,
better. We keep it moving.
So yeah, I mean, I'm just glad to be able to do something different, what everybody else is doing, and be able to talk about good old sex. I think I'll be old and still be in this moment. Like my ex used to be like, I don't like when you talk about sex so open and candidly. And I'm like, it's something natural, it's something that we all do, it's something that we all have.
We all come from.
You know,
sex.
I would never ever cheat on
it.
Him. I would never ever want anybody other than him. But it's just the conversation. I'll be like Miss Sue. Wait, wasn't that her name? Sue? How old are you?
How old am I?
How old are you?
You put me on blast. You put me on blast out here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I am.
I know no homo. I know women.
If you
about that age, but
if you are in your late 30s, if you're in your late 30s, for the people that's listening, if you're in your late 30s, you remember Sex Talk with Miss Sue, and it came on late at night, and it was this older white lady, and she had sex toys and sex talk and guests and all that, I absolutely loved and adored Sex Talk with Miss Sue, and that's going to be me.
Oh, wait, hold on. Was it on, like, MTV or something, like, way back in the day?
I don't know if it was
Dr.
on
Ruth.
MTV.
I think it was Dr. Ruth. It was a Dr. Ruth lady. She was like an old lady. I think it was on MTV, like in a 90s.
I don't know if it was Ruth or Sue or.
I thought it was Dr. Ruth.
I thought it was
Dr.
Sue.
Yeah, I think it's.
I don't know. We got to figure
it out.
It might
have been one of them. You know how you was G rabbit, I was grabbit. So you know how we do. But it was one of them. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, a little old lady, and she used to get it popping. Yeah, I remember. Nah, I know what you're talking about. It's the same person. So yeah, no, that's what's up. And like, you know what? And shout outs to like, cause I'm looking at it too. Like, yo, I know you in Atlanta, and you know what? And I shout outs to you, cause I love how. You keep me grounded because sometimes my head can get in the clouds. You know what I'm saying? But I love how you keep me grounded. I'm going to tell you how I love that because you grind. You like, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, I grind too. Don't get me wrong. But I still, and not to say that you're not, but I'm still like a fan of other people that's doing their thing. Not to say that you're not. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of just look at certain things and I like, and I draw inspiration. So what I'm just trying to say is like, you know, shout out to my wife. But, you know, I wasn't all big on watching Housewives of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't all into that. You know what I'm saying? I was all masking like, nah, I'm watching some sports or whatever. But she got me into it. And now I watch probably more than she do. We watch it just the same. Put it like that. But anyway, here's the point. Shout out to Candy, like down at ATL. I just see how she's doing her thing, businesses or whatever. But the point I just want to get at is sex sales. You know what I'm saying? I see how she got like a little corporation, you know what I'm saying, through sex, you know what I'm saying, and it's respected, and, like, that's how I kind of look at that, like, I like that, I want a piece of that, you know what I'm saying, so I want to capitalize on it, and I want to teach people, and I want to show people that it's not, you don't have to be ashamed of it, and you know, show people, and like I said, it's for adults only, that's why I like how, you know, when we first started the show, you like, put the kids to bed, make sure they sleep, let kids be kids, and, you know, let us adults talk, you know what I'm saying, so I just wanted to say that. I mean, I know that was kind of like all over the place, but I just wanted to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. So that's me. At the end of the day, I want to capitalize. You know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, it's all about finding how to get paid for something that you would do for free. You know what I'm saying? And that's the key to happiness. That's how I look at this stuff. So, you know, that's it. That's the lane, and that's where I'm going with this. So shout out to you, Ms. Lovely Black. Like I said, we're going into a new season. Somebody going into spring, summer. You about to have your baby. You know what I'm saying? So there's a new transition is about to happen. And like, let's just keep it popping. Meet at the top. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep grinding. Meet
yeah.
at the top. So
then we'll start having live shows. I told you guys towards the end of the year that we're gonna start doing live shows. So once I get out of this private mode, we'll start doing live shows. We're gonna do Facebook Live. We're going to do Instagram Live, even though Instagram doesn't stay up that long, and we're going to try to hit Periscope at the same time. So, yeah, I got some things in store, and I really, really can't wait.
I'm with it on that, you know, on live stuff. But, yeah, no, I'm with it. Go ahead. I'll let you finish up. Go ahead.
No. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely. What you
was
about to say?
Okay, no, go ahead. No, I was going to say, you know, I love that live stuff. But, you know, it's something about, to me, I love the live stuff, especially when there's something popping and people just need to know, this is live and direct. You need to see this footage that's going on right here because you probably won't even believe it if I didn't show you. I love stuff like that. But other than that, I still love the mystery. You know what I'm saying? I love how the mystery of it, like us just talking. You know, you ain't got to see the whole... You know,
okay.
Everything of what we're doing. You know, I love how we got this.
We won't
like,
be
I
going live that often then, people.
I love the senses. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I love the senses. Like, use your ears. You know what I'm saying? Let your eyes. Because I'm more like, use your imagination. You know what I'm saying? That's how I've always been. Like, that's why I love music. If I love books. You know why? Because I love my imagination. You know what I'm saying? I don't watch as much TV as most people. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to watch something, it's something that I'm checking for. I'm not the type of person who's going to come home and put on the TV and just let the TV watch me. No, much rather listen to some music. I'd much rather read a book because my imagination goes. And I'd much rather listen to, like, podcasts. You know what I'm saying? So I know other people that's out there like me. So that's the whole thing, too. I don't, you know, so shout out to that. We can do that when it's popping. You know what I'm saying? If I come down to ATL and we up in some spot, we going live, oh, hell yeah. Let's do it. People need to see Mo
right.
and Miss Lovely Black. Turn up.
Follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one.
True.
Follow me on Twitter, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. you would like to be on the show, hit us up in the DM or email inquiries. The number 4 is do Miss Lovely back at Gmail. We'll see you next Sunday, 9 p.m. Same time, same place. Co-host, tell them where to find you at and let's shut
down. Oh, yeah,
down.
Definitely. Check me out. Put the voice with a picture. So check me out on Instagram, MoBinns, MoBinns. As always, keep that respectful. That's very personable for me. So, you know, but talk to me. I talk back. And Twitter, that's where you can always find me on there. And I can, you know, like I said, on my Twitter, I always like to be inspirational and leave some positive messages for the people. But definitely get at me. If you're trying to get on the show, you got something interesting to talk about, let us know in inboxes. And you can also email me, mobins@gmail.com. That's it. 100.
100. See you next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Good night.
Good night, people.